the wrong people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for listening. As I do, this is a disclaimer. This is all my podcasts are PG-13. And pretty much. And the disclaimer is none of my podcasts are intended to hurt or violate the law. Now, off that, if you heard some of my podcasts where I cursed or I said things that showed profanity, cursing, it was non-intentional, but I have to express myself. It's part of being a creative person, which is part of my destiny. While the other part of my destiny is to use my mind and understand what's going on around me, there's another side that I always been and always will is be a creative person. I have people in my nearby neighborhood or who talk behind my back near me who have questioned my mental health and so on with these podcasts. When I, you know, like with one, for example, with the rage, it was just expression of anger. Dealing with things that I shouldn't be dealing with for a long time period. And these individuals are trying to, undermine my reputation and my situation by making allegations that are not truthful about me. I am very much okay as a person. I have to express myself. If anyone is upset with these podcasts, I'm very sorry. That is the way it's supposed to be for me to create. And I want to say to you, I try to respect you, the audience. If you hear anything that sounds like anger or direction towards you, it's not intentional and it's not towards you. It's what I'm trying to do is express thyself and part of being a creative person, an artist, as well as someone who needs to express thyself, is to continue to show all aspects of myself. Because if I don't, then it will show. I would be not being myself and show a facade that is not truthful to my personality. While everybody will have their opinions about how I act and what I say, everything I say in those podcasts were truthful, honest. But dealing with people directly on a daily basis, I'm very nice. So. But if you have a negative opinion, I'm sorry. You have right to your opinion, but it's not true. It happens when I try very hard to do the right thing, to follow laws and procedures and living with other people. I was subjected to such extreme targeting by people who have no business coming to my home or commenting on my situation or trying to undermine my potential. These individuals have made targeted me of constitutional rights violations and other things to undermine my progress in life and to take my Hollywood dreams and other dreams away. These individuals are I consider antisocial, and the reason why of the frustration was because the police did not do anything about this situation. And I cannot sit and be a nice guy. If I did, something would be wrong with me. I have to take legal action all the time with people who simply do not understand how to respect and honor a stranger like me and let me live. Their political beliefs or backward beliefs, because I'm not a conservative. I never will be a conservative. I am not a Republican. I will never be a Republican. So their far right or whatever belief they are, they should not be trying to force it down my throat because I don't believe that or try to put their prejudices on me. No matter what we believe, whether you believe left or right, because I'm a left, I'm always going to be left. The point is that we should have respect for one another and let people live in their homes and lives. If you can't deal, understand that, then it's going to be always problems and trouble in this world. And it's the legal action is going to come into play. The best way is for a law-abiding or a human being that is high-functioning. High-functioning human beings know how to mind their business. But off that, I'm very sorry for any transgressions. Nevertheless, this podcast is about I make music. EP, it was just released. So some of these songs were released before, and some of these songs are new. Actually, most of them were released before. You know, they're rock. It's a combination of rock and it's a combination of instrumental. The first one is misspelled. It's supposed to be It Is the Truth. As I said before, all the songs are at the copyright office. They are copyrighted. They are on my BMI catalog. Even though it's misspelled, it's the same music. I'm trying to get it reversed. If it doesn't get reversed, then I'm going to have to abort the album and put out another album or EP with the same song with the right title for people don't get confused, because I want the truth, it's not the title. If it's not changed, then I have to, within a week, probably next week, I'm going to have to take the album off and redo the whole thing. The reason why I'm doing this is because one of the people that is distributing my album, one of the companies, is no longer going to work with me, so I'm forced to release these EPs and albums. So this is, you know, these songs are some of the songs I've been doing for years, decades. So some of you can recognize Because You're Gone. It was on the recent album. There is a song that I've done that I have not released. There's actually a few. I don't know if they're proper to release. I don't know if I'm going to, you know. It's called Struggle. I don't know if I'm releasing. It's a much harder song. Because I was a rock and roller, and when I was a teenager, I came out to Hollywood with those dreams, rock and roll dreams. I didn't just come out here and just mess around. I sang in clubs. I sang on public access with bands. And I also did shows and stuff. It's very hard, you know. And then there was, I did demos. I performed in clubs and stuff before I did demos. I was 19 years old when I came, 18, 19 years old when I came out to L.A. So I was a teenager. I spent so many years struggling. And one of the songs that I made at that time was Trauma. It was a song that I written about from living on the street and getting robbed and manipulated by some people and having my bags at a coffee shop and I had no place to go. I was about to go back to New York State and then I found a place. So I was in and out of places and I was on the street, so I written that song Trauma and the bad experience of being robbed. Robbery was, you know, a horrific experience, you know. You know, the song correlates to the experience of moving in briefly to homes and people robbing me and I had to move out. I couldn't live with a criminal. That's why I ain't gonna never live with no criminal or anybody who's evil. I just can't. It had to be somebody I know, my closest friend or family, and they cannot be no criminal. So that's how I've experienced so much trauma. So the song was made in response to those experiences, getting robbed and victimized, getting attacked while I was living on the street. But the street smarts is that I survived it, learning how to make the right choices and keep away from the dangerous people. So that song, Trauma, is an old song, you know. All these songs are copyrighted. Even if it got some misspelled title, the title I Want the Truth is also on a publishing one of my publishing companies. I had to get a publishing company because, you know, all the allegations of people saying they're using my songs or manipulating me with what I play or what I release or false allegations or whatever. I had to publish it to protect my music. The first song is just playing the keyboard in my home. I write songs, so I'm not just singing and writing lyrics. I also, when I do the demos with the voice, I also do when I do the songs with the lyrics, I also involve in the producing and the music. I have to be involved in the music because something is my recording and what I sing, and it's about, I have to, because, you know, I make up a melody. That's the music, you know. But it's a part of a dream, you know. But I'm not promoting this album. This is just a one podcast. And those, these songs, I Want You, Want Your Truth, and you know, you recognize Outkast and Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And Tragedy Is Not What I Am. I was in rock and roll, you know. Being a singer-songwriter is such a hard undertaking. Tragedy Was Not What I Am was just, again, about concern about where I was going as in my life, you know, in and out of jobs and making up melodies to songs because I came out here to be a star. I didn't come out here to be anything else. And unfortunately, it did not happen to the big, big stardom where I'm on the chart and got a Grammy. All that didn't happen. That's the dream. And I had so much a painful life outside of music. So Tragedy Is Not What I Am. As you know, it's already been released so many times. It's about that. And I've written about school because school, I was talking about when I was really, really young. Because my life was altered forever. When I had 19, they didn't let me go to college. They didn't let me study music because I was studying music. I hope that they change in New York State or wherever you go, that, you know, if you study, the colleges allow people to study music because music is any type of subject or any genre of education should be allowed because that's not right. But it's also about a product of trying to make a dream come true. Releasing music, I didn't get to the goal that I want. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. It's so hard. I don't know if I'm ever going to do it, but I at least got to the indie label. I don't want to be, always be an indie artist, but my dream didn't come true. And I'm still always going for that dream, so it's painful to hear that. That's why I'm so close to talking about dreams and what they mean to me. But the other thing is that the awareness that why I have a dream of music, because Hollywood's right in my backyard, or, you know, other dreams come about, you know, school, education, or whatever it is, that the reason why, you know, the frustrations you hear in some of my podcasts, because, you know, is because I am confronted with the realization that there's some, that's, yeah, there's hell on this earth. There's evil on this earth, unfortunately. While there's mostly good, I believe, the evil is shown by ignorant people. I'm thinking from my senses, you know, I don't want to think negative. You know, you want to think that people are smarter than what they are and they're more aware about life. Then my stance is some people aren't. They just aren't. They're not aware of awareness or open-mindedness, and people are, and some people are evil, and that's what I had to address and what I observe when I come to people who want to take those dreams away. They want to take my music dreams away. They want to steal my song. They don't want me to go to school. Like this one person was outside talking about she didn't want me to go to law school no more, which is so psychotic and a sick person, a sociopath. You don't say things like that. She don't want me to be in the music industry. They talk about using my songs that I release, pretending to be me or stealing it. you know, that's the reason why I'm wondering. You know, I don't hang around with people who talk like that because those people are either sick or evil. They need to, you know, if they lost capacity to control their lives, they cannot control mine. Something is seriously wrong with these people. Mentally, they got a mental problem, definitely a mental illness, and they exhibit antisocial or sociopath personality. So I realize I have to be careful. You have a dream, you want to, you know, dreams are not just fantasies. They're fantasies that can come true. And that's why I try always, you know, if someone have a dream, I ain't going to get in their way. Even if it's likely going to happen, I'm going to be, you know, if they have a better situation or if they are talented, I can't, you know, more talented or whatever, I can't be jealous and try to get in their way. But I realize there are people around me who are like that. They're too nosy and they don't have capacity to take care of themselves. They didn't go for their dream, so they're going to try to take mine. So that's the reason why music is so important. I make music is about that. These songs are about that, overcoming these obstacles. It's about that dream. So this is the last episode because I promoted too many albums. And also two of my albums have been removed due to the company changes, so I only have 5 albums. What's going to come now is I'm going to release another album. You know, the 6th album. So the another album will come out because due to the company change, it will come out soon. I don't know when, but it has to come out very soon. So I don't know what I'm putting on that. I don't know. But I Want the Truth is it's copyrighted. The same song, you know, with the me playing the keyboard. I just play that as it's so, you know, it's just improvising. It's so simple, the song, and you know, you can hear me, you know, talking about, oh, I got to play it perfectly. I got to play it, you know. It's just a new song. It's just an idea. But when I come into, you know, with the recordings that I've done, it was a collaboration with someone else. So it's more than my lyrics or melody or what keyboard I'm playing or what idea I have for the drums or what idea I have for the guitar. It's someone else, too. So is creating, and creating is part of a dream. We're living in one of the most prolific, one of the most, the biggest creative, the music industry centers in the world, which is Hollywood, and the others are New York and Nashville. But Nashville, I think, is more suited for a country, or you know. So if I'm a performing artist, then I have to go to either New York City or L.A. Perhaps I could have went to stayed in New York City and went for my dream in music. Music, I could have went for my dream in music. But I was so young, you know. I thought L.A., maybe I liked it because of the weather, but the goal was the Hollywood dream, you know, to be a star. And no matter what age I am, or no matter what any other dreams, you know, people have dreams to be a lawyer is a dream. Doctor is a dream. Or whatever dream they have, it should not be, nobody should get in the way of it. No matter what age and no matter where what direction somebody go, that is the right way to think. Unfortunately, some people don't try to get in the way of those dreams, and I'm no exception. They're trying to get in the way of my dreams. I didn't come out here. I did not come out here to be no counselor, and I never will be a mental health counselor. I did not come out here to do anything else but that music dream. But reality came into play, and I must accept reality and do other things to enhance my reality. So education, that's another dream. Nobody should get in the way. When you get in the way of my dream or so, try to prevent me from going to a law school or try to prevent me from getting music, it shows an evil conscience, and it's going to come back to those people. That's evil. There is no excuse. Yeah, whatever responsibility. That's what makes life go around. We're not here to just sit and hurt people. If you can't take care of yourself, don't get in somebody else's business. And these people don't know how to mind their business. They're very low functioning. They got to be low functioning, and they're mental problems. My frustration was that they don't have a mental hospital or police to get involved to get them to learn how to live like law-abiding, healthy adults. I'm a healthy adult. I had to continue to make music. So the frustrations I have in going for dreams are shown in trauma, or the experience I live on the street and going for the dream, and bad experiences in my childhood, too. That was on the song, Tragedy is Not What I Am. It's just concern about where I'm going and where I'm doing. It was a great song to write. And, you know, the rock and roll is more different than pop because rock and roll involves a lot with the guitar, but so many instruments. I mean, so many instruments or so many people involved. Pop is just like, you can just be, play a keyboard or maybe a drum, and you can be that could be a pop song or a few others, in my opinion. Of course, pop can involve a lot of people too, but making music and soft, and I had to sing it differently. And I love soft music, but rock is more harder. For me, I got into rock and roll because I had a lot of issues from bad experiences, so I need to vent out my frustrations. Pop music I make because I enjoy singing, because that is my personality, soft and mellow. But even though I'm soft and mellow, I have a hard side, and I'm very much aware of what's going on around me. So, you know, that's what the pop, the rock songs. If it sounds like, related to if it's sad and meaningful, like grunge, yes. It is in the grunge rock, the Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, some of it, like Chinese Not What I Am, Outkast, or Smashing Pumpkins, definitely. Those are my generation, Yeah, they're my generation. So those, type of music, yeah. Whatever, you hear it in their songs. I'm not as, frustrations. 90s, late 90s. But pop music was recently, so pop music is related. It's just a form of creation about love. I use a pop song sing about love or aspiration. Like, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, that album. That song is about inspiration. It's about inspiring to go for a dream. And it's a good one. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, I had to sing it out to the world. But I can't just say I want it to come true. The way to do it is to make some effort. And I done that. Release demos, give it to record companies, release it to the public, become a member of Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI, ASCAP, send my songs to people. That's how you do it. Go out and play, and I've done that so many times. Play online. I had to make some kind of effort. It's just not going to come to me directly. It's not going to just walk up to me and give it to me. I had to go to a place or do something for people to hear it. Releasing it to the airwaves where everybody can see it and hear it is one way of effort. While inspiration is there, the act of actually getting to the next level and making it come true is another. And while that is a fact that it may not happen to get to the Grammy, I'm just being honest how hard it is and my age and everything. And that's going to be hard for me. I have to continue to go for it, but it's very hard to obtain. But that might happen, and that's a scary thought. After all those years of hardship and hard work and not seeing my music in particular, and not seeing that dream, the creative side. I got 357 songs on my BMI catalog. I own two publishing companies, but that's what I am, an artist. There's a whole bunch of artists. So I also have to have a practical side of, okay, how is I going to take care of myself? You know, what if it don't happen? So I have to go, I had to go down to be a doctor or a lawyer. I had to, you know, and it's hard enough to get a good job with COVID, and, you know, employment is not necessarily guaranteed. So I go into many places and they did not hire me for anything. Send a resume and they never get hired. And that's not fair, but that's life. So I have to move on. So I have to make an effort to try to be responsible. So that's what we're here on this planet, to be responsible and to go for dreams, because dreams enhance. That's what keeps us alive. So that's what I make my music albums about, and that's all I'm going to say. And if you have any questions, contact me at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. Thank you. Good day, good night from Dove Night.